What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you. Sipple not with us on the broadcast at this moment. I am Jake Sorensen, live from New York City. He is Bill Bush at the studio. This is Early Break on a Friday. Can you guys hear me? I'm looking at Bill.
There's a lot of concern early. A lot of concern. It sounds like you're underwater, Jake.
I'm not underwater. I am live from my hotel room in New York. If I have to hop on my phone, I might do that. Computer is kind of glitchy a little bit, but does it sound robotic to you guys?
No, I think no. I think
it sounds better now.
Yep. I sound really weird, super loud.
You're loud.
Well, Ben can fix that. Ben can fix that part.
Ben,
we're just adjusting volumes here. We're doing great.
Okay. All right. Well, Bill, it's been a couple of days. I haven't seen you, talked to you since we tried the 23rd of Monday.
We tried that. We had a glitch somewhere. I'm not sure what happened there. So I was bummed out to not to be there live on the radio with everyone for the festivities
We made it clear that you efforted. It was very early your time. You went
it was like 4 a.m. where you were at.
And we appreciate you trying. So that was definitely not a you issue. It was a StreamYard issue. So we appreciate you trying, but good to see you back in the studio. How was your time away, Bill?
It was great. My family, we took a small little trip out west. We went to Palm Springs area and just kind of hung out as a family. It was kind of a group travel, and we had an incredible time. Did a bunch of hiking, got up to 9,000 feet. That was fun. And like I said, just spent a lot of time with the family. The weather was super nice, and did this and just everything about the trip was really fun. And the time difference is very unique. You know, I was in Vegas for that gathering for the College Football Hall of Fame a few weeks ago. And there, when you the 2-hour time difference gets you, because you're awake early. The 4 a.m. doesn't really bother you that much. It's a little bit, but not that much. But it kind of throws you the 2 hours, that's for sure. You have to be loving the East Coast time right now. When you see
the clock says 3-something and it's time to get up. It's not like, hey, you're going back to sleep. It's time to get up and do the show at 4. That throws you for a loop. I know for you, you're used to 4:01. That's what you lived your whole life. But it's tough. If I see the clock at 3 o'clock in the morning, waking up to be on the air at 4, Pacific
time. Gets you. And where it gets you at is that when you're done with the show, you're up for the day. And now it's 6 a.m. and you've already done a show and you're up for the day. There is no like, well, I'm just going to go back to bed right now. Can't do it. Continues on from that point in time. But that's small problems. But no, but it was an incredible Christmas. We have to just get this New York City all over ourselves, Jake. Tell us what's going on out there. That's the important thing. Huskers are out there. Jake's out there. Sipple's out there.
Nick's out there.
Sainert's out there. Is Sainert going to be on the radio today at all?
Yes, you will. Nick, we are actually sharing a hotel room. This is not because we went cheap in terms of our hotel. This is actually a very expensive room, but this is the last room that was available in this hotel, which is the media hotel, and it's a queen bed. And I said, Nick, pillow wall is up for debate. You can put it in the middle. He's like, nope. I'm sleeping on the floor. So Nick slept on the floor last night by his own account. I offered it many times saying,
you're sharing a room.
we're sharing. But it's only because they had no room. Like, this is the last
room. There's no room at the inn.
There's no room.
We've heard this story before. We've heard this storyline before.
We have
very
this
Christmassy.
Time of year. It yes. does sound very, very familiar. But yeah, Nick is sleeping on the
so
floor.
So right now, as the show's going on, Swim is on the floor sleeping.
No, Swim actually woke up. He left the room. He gave me the room to be by myself for the 2 hours. He'll be back for the drive afterwards at 9 a.m. this time, 8 a.m. your time, of course. But yeah, he got up early, took a shower, and he is out and about walking the streets of New York by himself for the first 2 hours of this day.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he slept. But again, if you hear him bicker or complain about me at all and the bed situation, I said, you can have half the bed. I'm fine with that for the situation. But he chose the floor, and that's the story. We're in the 19th floor of the New Yorker. I could see Madison Square Garden. We not really right from my window, but if I went outside on the hotel main grounds, you look to your right, and the garden is right there to your right, which is very cool.
That was one of the – I had a friend, Hall of Famer, Tim Beebe, went to – New York City a few weeks ago with his son, and I told him, I said, you're gonna love just the vibe of what when you see Madison Square Garden, how cool that looks. It is. I've actually been to a game there, and so it's really wow. really cool to go in and see that. It's a lot of fun.
We were checking the schedule, Bill, and you know the Knicks played on New Year on Christmas Day. We were not here yet. We got here yesterday, so they don't play I think for like another week at home. So there's no Knicks game. There's some talk of maybe going to the Brooklyn Nets game this evening in Brooklyn, but I don't think I'm going to that. But there's Sip won't go either, but some of his Husker Online crew discussed potentially going to Brooklyn Nets against the San Antonio Spurs in Brooklyn. But I don't think you will see me in the crowd for that, Bill. I won't be there.
Yeah, that wouldn't fire me up too much. I'd want to just kind of be out. I just kind of want to be out in the city. I think I just want to be. Now you really the Madison's. I mean, when you get down to when you're in Manhattan, the version on there and you're in Times Square and that whole area, it's incredible. That's really not New York City though. That's kind of a little separate little vacation spot. That's not what it's like, you know, throughout the. That's not all of New York City, the true vibe of the Bronx and Staten Island and all the different areas, all the boroughs and stuff that I was lucky enough to spend my time in, which was really cool. But I enjoyed my time. Trust me, I spent a lot of time in Times Square area in the past. And right now you're at the hype of that time right now.
Yeah, we're like a block off 34th Street, which is, of course, the iconic street, you know, one of many iconic streets in New York. And Times Square is I think about an 8 minute walk is what Nick told me. It's not that far away. The garden, like I said, is just a block away. So that's very cool. But
what about the park, Central Park, the distance?
Central Park, I feel like is like a half hour walk. And so I am fully fine with walking there. I know Nick wants to, either you know, Uber there or subway there. I've said in the city, you subway, you know, you take the subway, you just. You do it. You know, we don't do that in Nebraska. We don't really have a subway, obviously, in Nebraska. But I'm surprised that he's pushing back on the concept of the subway. Now, I know there's been stuff that happened on the subway in the past week in America, but that's one incident I think we can still take.
Yeah, I think you'd want to. I remember, like I said, the last one time I was there, we were staying at Times Square, and I walked it up there. And I thought it was like 25 minutes. I didn't think it was very far.
That's a fine walk.
That's a great walk. It was really nice. I imagine your weather's pretty good, isn't it? I mean, here in Lincoln, it's really nice. It's already 40-something degrees. It's 40-something degrees. Wow. I walked Sugar twice yesterday, and the weather was fabulous.
I'm seeing today the high of 38. It's 21 right now in New York. And what's great is that we have an 85% chance of rain tomorrow. So the Pinstripe Bowl could be rainy. And it could be
when did this come about? I thought the weather was supposed to be incredible for the game.
Well,
not incredible, but in the 40s and I didn't realize the moisture part was coming in.
Well, I'm seeing on my phone right now that it's updated to 45 tomorrow, which is a decent high, but 85% chance of rain tomorrow and Sunday and 90% chance Monday. I'll be gone by that time. But I guess the weather has shifted to some rainy conditions. So I did bring a poncho, so I feel like I'm okay in that capacity, but I don't know if Nick did, and who knows how he packed. He probably packed terribly, but he's still here.
Yeah, the poncho doesn't do much. I feel like the poncho is almost a borderline waste of time. The rain gear, I am a rain gear fool. I have elite rain gear. And when that's always the one thing that was a big part of my, anytime I was changing schools, was to somehow leave with the rain gear. And my Rutgers rain gear that I wear right now is my dog walking rain gear, and it's really good. But to have a great Gore-Tex rain gear, that's a game changer for you. And the poncho is a joke book.
Well, I believe I bought it for $3. So yeah,
I think that just wraps it up right there. If you think $3 is going to save you in a downpour, yeah, it's not going to. No, it's going to be. It'll just hold the moisture in. You'll get wet, and that'll wrap around you like a bread wrapper, and then you'll stay soaked is what'll happen.
Okay, well, maybe I won't bring the poncho out. I think my winter coat is rain resistant, so I'll probably just wear that and call it good because it's cold anyways. But New York City got here last night. Today, Central Park we're going to. We're going to go to Ground Zero at some point today as well, and the 9/11 Memorial. And it'll be a
that's
fun
very
day
cool. Obviously, it's one of those places where it feels to me a lot like being like at Pearl Harbor. It's just it's haunting how quiet it is, and then you just get this feeling comes over you when you go there. It's just a wow feeling when you go there, and it's kind of a rush of emotions. Of everything, so it'll be something really neat to see. I mean, when I say neat, just of how well it's done, and then just what the feeling of it. Obviously, the event was horrific.
Yes, horrible. But I look forward to seeing that at some point, either this morning or this afternoon. That's part of our day. I'm looking forward to a couple of days in New York. But also, before I get on to the roll call, which is what we do on Friday mornings, even though I by the way, I did send Sip a link. I was told that he had a few drinks early in the evening last night that maybe have taken him out for a while. But we'll see if he joins.
Interesting, because it's not even early there. That's the part. No. That's the part that's in. It's not early there.
It's 7:13 local time. This is sleeping in today.
This morning, upon arrival, young Ben here, who is in your spot, Jake, and he was very diligent, very early, a lot of energy, very just very Christmassy, very New Year spirit. Mm-hmm. He's dressed very nice, and he goes, Bill, you think Sip will come on tonight? And I said 100% no chance that he will come on. But he did at least say, yeah, I think I'll be on. Yeah, sounds good. There was no chance of him being on the show.
I didn't feel very good about it. He didn't seem very committed to it. So I'm not surprised. It's just you and me this morning. I told Ben if he ever wants to hop in, he sure can. Because if it might be glitchy in my end, but so far we're good. But he's prepared to jump in at any time. But appreciate Ben being there.
He was having a steak dinner at 4 o'clock yesterday. At 4 in the afternoon.
And they drove to Brooklyn for it.
They drove to get a steak at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Apparently, I forget the place was called, but it was like an 1800s steakhouse, an old, old, old steakhouse, apparently Sean told me. And they had like a huge spread of food. I can't imagine eating a steak at 4:30 in the afternoon.
But that'd be a lot for me. Yes. And then actually get in your car and drive to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's pretty cool now. I'll say this. Brooklyn is very cool. I enjoyed my time there. Going to all the high schools in New York City was a treat for me. I'm very, very blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah. Sean told me what he spent on Ubers yesterday, and I kind of was stunned by it. But that's how they're doing New York City. No subway. Uber. Uber's the way for Sip and Sean and Robin from Husker Online. That's okay. It works for them. So it's fine. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by friends at Renew. They have a special for December, a couple days left of this. Rust proofing and undercoating packages plus ceramic coatings, $100 off if you mention the ticket or early break the month of December only. See what Renew can do for you. Go to renewyourauto.com or call them at 402-833-3858. There's a potential I might have got knocked in the wall from my neighbor. Potentially, I'm going to keep doing the show. We got to power through. But we are like a crammed corner, Bill. Like this corner right of this hotel, again, has ton of rooms, but it's like there's these three rooms that are like there's like no spaces all between us in this little nook. So I'm sure they can hear every move and sound that's happening here. So I'm probably pissing off the neighbors, but
it's all right. It's okay.
One in New York. That's what happens.
I think the neighbors would be kind of excited, though. They were that close to live radio.
They're close to a radio show.
Yeah, they're very close to being a radio show.
I'm not just FaceTiming somebody. We're doing some radio today. That's how we're doing this.
Jake, has there been any spirited back and forth between Husker fans and Boston College fans?
You know, I've yet to see that, Bill. I've yet to see a Boston College fan.
There's been no encounters, no energy, no anger, no embracement of each other. Like the Pinstripe Bowl comes together and it's like all of a sudden it's like just two worlds collide and it's happiness.
Yeah, I can't say I've experienced any sort of hatred of Nebraska or Boston College. If I ever see that moment, I will surely laugh and say, this is great. This is what we need right now is Nebraska and Boston College fans beefing at each other.
Yeah, going at it, see what happens. Yeah. Or maybe they're just happy to see each other too. Maybe it's just like I said, maybe it's just kind of an embrace, a natural respect for the opponent, I would hope. And I've been through some of those where it's some bowl games where it's just like, hey, this is, yeah, we really want to win this, but I've got a lot of respect for that other program. So have you seen many Boston College fans or Husker fans?
You know, in my time out last night, I was out. This is full. I was out from about 6:30 until about 1:15 a.m. this time.
Whoa.
Yep. We were out. We're having a good time. We found a little Irish pub nearby. We went there for a couple hours. Yeah, hours at the pub. Had some drinks with the guys. But no, I have yet to see or at least notice a Boston College fan on the premises here.
Okay. Is there a lot of Husker fans down there? Just random Husker fans?
Yeah, I've seen quite a few. I sat by a very close friend of yours, the Swigerds, on the plane.
The leading tackler in the history of Norfolk High.
Yes.
You sat by Lauren Swigert and Nicole Swigert on the plane?
Yes, I did.
Xanadu right there is what the...
And Sam Gifford was right near us as well with his wife. So, I mean, it was just the whole Giffords plane together. Yeah, they're making the way to New York. They're here.
Yeah, the Giffords have been going because the alignment of their sons. They've had about 9 or 10 years here in a row of Husker football. Literally, it's been from they've had like 10 years of being like in the parent section consecutively. That's an incredible feat for the Gifford family. So that's very cool. How about Nicole? She is. Yeah. She is very much like Madsen's, very much like Sarah.
Yeah, yeah,
she is a spirit animal.
She's very nice. She was asking me about my life, basically all my life questions. So I think she knows me inside and out at this point.
If you want to meet one person on this trip in New York City, try to find Nicole Swigert because she'll change your life. And if you have a problem in life, when you get back to Lincoln, I try to meet up with her. I try to meet up with her as soon as you can.
Yeah, I could tell she's a very happy person, very outgoing. So I'm glad I have met her and put a face to the name. Yes, so
we're going to Ruhlman's with them here in a couple days.
When
they get back from New York City, we're going to Ruhlman's together. So I'm very excited about that. Phil,
good meal.
We'll be coming out to see you.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yes, Phil. I need to see. I haven't seen Phil for a while myself. Well, before we go any further, Bill, it is a Friday, and we are not together. You're in Lincoln. I'm in New York City. We still do the roll call.
Yes.
So please shoot us a text right now at 402-464-5685. Your name, your age, where you're listening from, and would you like anything else from the Breakers,
Bill? I would like to know, because I think maybe, I know there's a group of us, a small group. I want to get the vibe from across the country, if everyone is enjoying these incredible overtime games in the bowl games. Just kind of a yes or no, because these games have been remarkable to watch. Yesterday's games, all three of them, unbelievable games to watch.
We had a 6 overtime game yesterday.
But the overtime games, there was a field storming 3 times. Twice Toledo stormed the field, but they hadn't won the game. Once there was a penalty, and once they called them that they hadn't scored, they actually scored. And it was going to be devastating if they lost that.
Right.
But I believe both teams were on a 6-game losing streak.
It was a lot. I know that. I think Pitt was on a 5 or 6-game skid. Yeah,
oh, San Jose State on Christmas Eve lose in 5 overtimes. Oh, there's been so many. I just want to know if anyone else is enjoying these bowl games and these overtime games as much as I am, because I am all about these bowl games, because these players, people say, they don't, no one cares. Not in these games. We turn the TV on. There's dudes playing really hard.
Before I'm going to hope that most people, Bill, are saying yes, because it has been a very entertaining, very high scoring. Yesterday, K-State Rutgers was high scoring, both teams in the 40s. Bowling Green and Arkansas State was a high scoring game. It's like you said, Toledo Pitt.
Jake, the game took so long for the Toledo Pitt game. When they flipped over, and I know the game is on different, you can watch it on ESPN too, but when they flipped over, Jake, the score was 17-17 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. That's how long that the game ran over for the other game. It was incredible. It was awesome.
So much scoring. Yeah. It's all the entertainment. Okay, to the roll call here, the text line. Again, 464-5685. A lot of people chiming in here on this.
Nice.
This time, the 27th of December. Tony in Fort Bragg, age 39. He just drove to New York City, just crossed the bridge into the city 5 minutes ago. He's here for the bowl game.
He's texting in while he's – be careful with the text and driving. We'd be concerned. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, traffic's not moving very fast. You can probably text all you want.
I say, Tony, this is like the busiest city in the U.S. and one of the busiest in the world. Why are you texting and driving in this city? But we do appreciate you chiming in. K-State hater Anthony says he's 40 years old. He's doing 30 minutes of assault bike and 10 minutes of planks right now. Getting after it this morning.
Fitness.
Bill. He says Nebraska 21-20 is a score, by the way. Picking the win for the Huskers. Mm-hmm. Mark in Argyle, that's your friend chiming in today.
That's Mark Schultz. He's the one that leads the entire railroad system of the United States and several other countries.
Good man. Mark in Argyle. Sean and Eagle, age 61. Yes, enjoying the bowl game. GP in Gretna, age 33. Yes, enjoying it. Big Bird in Columbus, 64. Yes, at the Columbus YMCA. Getting more fitness this morning for people.
People are getting Rose a jump Bud on this New Year's resolution.
Yeah, they're getting early. They said, I don't need to wait till the first. I'm going to do it right now, post-Christmas. Rosebud in Elmwood says, 40 years old, yes, awesome
the
football
bud.
These bowl games. Yes, the bud. Chris in Des Moines, age 27, overtime is always welcome in football. Love that. Sean in Omaha, age 55, chiming in. Jordan Wilbur tuning in on the way to work. Yes, enjoying the bowl games. Pete in Chattanooga. Bill, why would he be listening to the show?
Crazy. Must have a tie. Must have a tie to the show. I wonder if he has a tie to anybody else in Chattanooga.
But he has so far only watched the playoffs, so he's not enjoying the bowl games.
Oh, you're missing out because these games have been fabulous.
You have. The playoff games were not great so far, but the bowl games outside that have been fantastic. He's watched the wrong games so far. Try again, Pete. We appreciate you. Beard and Ben, who always stopped by the station, by the way, on Monday in Holton, Kansas. Age 59. Love overtime football. He's in. Loves it so far. Jane in Wahoo, age 58. Love it. Tommy in Dallas chimes in, says, I have not kept up much of the Bulls, but I do appreciate a 6 overtime football game.
Nice.
Will in Fullerton, age 41, chiming in. That's our friend. From
That's Applied Will. Negative. That's Applied yeah. Connect.
Yep.
He's keeping things safe in New York City right now. The reason we're doing this show safely, Applied Connect.
Yes, that's 100% correct, Bill. He says, I never complain about more football when we're this close to the end. That's Will's comment.
God, about the bowl game. What a great statement by Will, but you expect nothing less. He's brilliant.
Sandmaster and KC, 30 years old. Bulls have been enjoyable. Crazy comeback by K-State last night. Yes, they were down 34-17, won that game 44-41. Germ is in Foggy Crete, age 46. He loves overtime games. He loves that Pitt blew it last night also. Guess he was going for Toledo against the ACC. Market Eagle, the Hammer. Wet blanket with us on this
Friday. Oh, the blanket.
Morning, Bill.
Oh, I'd love to hear. We haven't heard much from the blanket.
You know, his comment is actually very non-wet blanket. It says, I get super excited when games go to overtime. Then when it's still tied after the second overtime, I want the game to end. So I guess it was a negative comment.
I love the shootouts, the two-point plays. It comes down to, so me and my dad, we're just emphatic over overtime. It's our favorite. We're always texting. We were texting yesterday about what was going on in the games. And I've called him briefly in between one of the overtimes. But he brought up a good point, which is true. It's like that Pitt ran out of plays and Toledo had more plays because they had to have a lot of two-point plays and having to have a plan, and it worked.
It did. Casey and Seward, age 39. Jeff and McCook, age 51, chiming in. Mailman Lane and Gretna says he loved the 6 overtime game, like we just talked about. Donk in Wichita, age 72, a new breaker. I haven't seen that name before. Donk, D-O-N-K. Huh. Enjoyed K-State's win over Rutgers at Chase Field last night.
They rushed for 375 yards.
That'll do it. That'll
K-State
help.
Rushed for 375 against Rutgers.
Yeah, Dylan Edwards had a huge game run, and so did Avery Johnson run the football. McSafety, 74, and Kozad. He's the inventor of safety, Bill.
He's the godfather, the inventor. He is safety. He came by last week, which made my Christmas. My Christmas was incredible. McSafety made it perfect.
Well, we're very happy for him, and that your Christmas was made because of McSafety. Pecan Pie in North Lincoln.
The pie.
Seward, I cannot forget you two before we move on. Bolt was with us. Corey in Hastings. He said he loved the Pitt-Toledo game, age 27. Nels in Montana loves the bowl game so far. Jack in the North Bottoms, age 21, absolutely loved the bowl game so far. Terrell Farley with us on the
T. Farley's with us, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Husker Hall of Famer chiming in on this chat. Thank you, Farley. Good to see you. He just says Cousin Ben is what he says on the chat.
Hi, Farley.
Cousin Ben. Cousin Ben. Oh, we love Ben.
We got Timmy in West A, Kevin in Wyoming on YouTube, Walter in Pennsylvania, Kobe, Jaron in Norfolk. And that is your roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. As Bill said earlier, the spirit animal of Lincoln, Sarah Madsen. Go see her at just south of 48th and Holdridge.
God, I love that place. What a lounge that they have there. Oh, and to eat, you can have lunch and hear the gentle volume of pins being knocked down in the background. Whew, incredible. Thank you, Sarah.
It's a good time to go. Check it out. Bowling, billiards, darts, karaoke, and more. And great food at EJ's Bar Lounge. Madsen's. Okay, there is a bowl game tomorrow here in New York City, Nebraska. Last time I checked this morning was a 4-point favorite against Boston College. We talked about earlier in the week that it's not a horrible game of opt-outs. It's always the concern, Bill, when you're a fan, either traveling or watching the game in general, that your team is all opting out. We knew a lot of people that went in the portal early on in December, but in terms of players that are sticking around on the team and playing, very minimal opt-outs. Micah Mazzucca has an injury, so he's not playing. And then Isaiah Nayor is not playing. Otherwise, everybody that's still left in the roster is playing this game, which makes me just a fan enjoying the game happy to see that this does mean something to these players to play in the Pinstripe Bowl, the first bowl game for Nebraska since 2016.
Yes, I feel like both teams are interested, very interested, invested in this game. I think that's the one thing that has stood out, that there's never a time you felt going into this game where it was like, oh, really don't care. And like I said, in a lot of the bowl games have been really good. And sometimes, don't forget also, that a few opt-outs, it doesn't hurt, because there's a few people that get a play now, and they're really excited to play. And you'll see that also. But like I said, there's been some really good games so far. Some teams, and I'm talking about teams on both sides that really wanted to win the game. And really, really wanted to win the game. It was a big deal. And I see the same thing with the Pinstripe Bowl. It just, everything about it just kind of screams that two teams that care.
I would agree. And like you said, Bill, I mean, everyone's been kind of, before the bowl season, has been crapping on the bowls and saying nobody cares. I mean, if they don't care, why are all these games so entertaining? Again, I don't watch all the games, but I've tried to catch as many as I can, and they've just been so fun. Like it's been fun to see the high scoring games, the overtimes, and you hope that Nebraska is a part of an entertaining game tomorrow. I mean, again, it could be raining during the game. You know, probably gonna be chilly. The coldest bowl game besides maybe the Boise Bowl that you'll see in the bowl slate. And I guess the playoff games were cold in the sights of the home games of Ohio State and Notre Dame, obviously. But you don't want to be the clunker bowl game that was a blowout or a low scoring game. You don't want to be that one when what's been a great slate.
Yeah, you want a really good game, because that's what will keep the eyes on it for the random fan. If it's not, if it's the game's just not good at all, people will just kind of move on from it. The rain disappoints me a little bit, because I just felt that Nebraska has such a better roster, and sometimes elements can bring things tighter a little bit. But still, it's still, like I said, what do you want to have in the game? The better team or not? And then Nebraska, in my opinion, clearly has a better top-to-bottom skill set than Boston College. But Boston College is extremely well coached, and they will be prepared to play. I just think there'll be at times where the overall talent on the roster will take over.
Yeah, I think Nebraska is the better team. Also, again, like the 4-point favorite in this game tomorrow. By the way, on
really
A-East,
just four? I didn't know that. I would have guessed that it's at least 7.5. But
yeah, it's only four for Nebraska at this point. But again, excited to see how Royola looks in his first bowl game at Nebraska. But I'm very interested, Bill. I don't have a good. So I was talking to Nicole Swager about, you know, she's part of the alumni association setting up the trip.
She runs the alumni association. Yes.
We don't really know a number to expect on fans, because a lot of people, you know, bought the packages travel, but not really sure how many tickets they bought for the game. So we don't really have a read on a number of fans to expect tomorrow at the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah, that would be hard to build to track that, to have an idea. And I don't know if it gets, you know, a lot of places you'll get the casual fan. You know, say you're in San Antonio and you have the Alamo Bowl, and they'll be like, okay, I live in San Antonio. I'm going to the game. I'm going to go see Colorado play BYU. This will be cool. Or wherever they're going to go watch a game, all different places. I don't know how much New York City will draw the casual fan because it's work to get to Yankee Stadium. It's a lot of work. I've been there numerous times. I've been to baseball games there. I've also been to football games there. I've been there for high school championship games, and myself going as a recruiter to watch those games, it was a lot of work. And so I don't know if it gets the casual fan, but it'll be a cool experience. So I'm very excited to see what it looks like. But Jake, getting the report from the inside the stadium will be really, really cool. Are they doing a walkthrough today in the stadium? Do you know?
That's a good question. Now, Matt Rhule will speak to media at, I believe, noon this time, 11 a.m. Central Time on a Zoom. So will Bill O'Brien, their final appearances before the game. But I don't know the actual schedule for if Nebraska is doing a walkthrough today. But I actually would assume that they would. You usually would see that before you get on the field.
Sometimes you like to just see what it's like. But also, might be a deal where, especially if there's potential weather, where they're like, because this is natural grass, they're going to be like, hey, no one goes on the field, you know, so don't, yeah, right. there's no nothing there. So that could easily be. I just wonder if anybody was going to be in the stadium with media / whoever to see just kind of what it looks like. I remember it pretty well, you know, from the sideline that I was on. You know, there was no fans that were right behind us. There was fans more on one side, and it's very flat in some areas. So that's the one thing that will stand out, is that there's, you'll be like, okay, where are the good seats? And it's like, well, there's probably maybe 2,000 or 3,000 seats that are pretty good. The rest of them are not going to be real great. So I have a huge appreciation for the Nebraska fans that are showing up for the game.
I'm curious the optics, Bill, because I was in Phoenix last week, and I checked into the, you know, where the,
yes, that was their vacation that you held for me. Yes, I'm well aware of that, Jake. You held a vacation from me, and the first conversation we had, you were on a plane. That was the first time you let me know that you'd be gone for numerous days.
Well, I did that because I didn't want to make, you know, affect you for several days beforehand. So if I could,
I don't like change like that. And then I think, I don't know if Ben's aware. I know that Steve Sipple is also, that Jake yelled at me on the text line 2 days ago, and I have it. I have it saved, Ben. I'll show it to you. It saved.
I'm interested.
Hey, yeah. But Bill, I'm not dodging that. It did appear to be yelling.
Yes, he yelled at me. It's okay. I guess that was Christmas Jake. That was Christmas Jake. Was yelling at me. Interesting.
Ben, if you see the text, Ben, yeah, it wasn't a great look by me. I apologize for the tone that it was sent on that, Bill. But, you know, that was.
We worked through it. We worked through it. Jake's doing his own vacations and stuff, so it's okay.
We worked through it. But my point was that I was at Chase Field, and I thought the setup was kind of funny because it's a baseball stadium, we all know, for the Diamondbacks. But they had, like, just some very small bleachers on one of the sides of the field, and the other fans would sit in the actual seats of the baseball stadium. Mm-hmm. So it's an odd look. It's an odd look. So I assume it's probably going to be somewhat of an odd look for the bowl game tomorrow at Yankee
Stadium. And from being there from the high school games, the setup will be the same. You know, in Wrigley Field, you always look at it and it's like, man, there's just not enough room, you know, for the field to fit in. And they Northwestern played there and they fit it in by inches. I don't remember that at Yankee Stadium. I don't remember that it was so tight in the end zones. I felt like there was enough room, so I didn't feel like there was any sort of danger, I guess, to the players. It'll be interesting to see what that looks like when you get inside of it. And I've watched the game several times. When you're watching the game on TV, looks fairly normal because they just have, it's just the field, so you don't get to see the surroundings very much. And so from watching that game, and there's been some great pinstripe games. And so I'm expecting the same thing with the Nebraska win tomorrow.
Nebraska again, Boston College, 11 a.m. Central Time, noon this time on the East Coast, New York City tomorrow, live from Yankee Stadium. We will take a quick break. Before that, Bill, though, I'm sad I cannot join you or anybody for
breakfast. Are you hungry, Jake?
I am hungry.
What do you wish there was in New York City?
If this place, of all the thousands of restaurants, had an early bird,
the bird
static. They had, yeah, but there's no bird here, so I'll have to find something else to feed me. But if you were going to early bird, you could have a breakfast burrito and, of course, a chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
There you go. Jake does it on Fridays.
Gonna piss off.
Maybe Ben should have done it today.
Jake's got it.
Yeah.
Get ready, though. Ben, you have to participate in something that's coming up.
Oh man. Okay.
Yes, he will. And don't forget, again, variety of pancakes, banana pancakes, cinnamon roll pancakes, blueberry
strawberry
pancakes, and strawberry. And don't forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
Nice job, Ben.
Good job, Ben. Good job, Ben. That's at 19th and K in Lincoln, also locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early bird open every single day for breakfast, brunch, and lunch, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with free parking in Lincoln, of course. When we come back, we got to give a quick shout out to our friends at the Nebraska basketball team.
Oh,
champions,
yeah.
Bill.
Champions.
The champs. The champs. We'll discuss that next when we come back in early break. We have a ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.